And in the winter, if somebody's susceptible to nose and throat trouble, you say he what with the cold?
Came down with cold.
Came down with cold, okay. And
caught a cold.
Okay, and you said yesterday that you thought your own throat, you were a little bit
hoarse.
All right. And somebody who is very hoarse may also have a what?
Pneumonia.
Or he may have
a cough.
All right. And you know it's time to go to bed when you start to feel a little bit
sleepy.
All right. And how about giving medicine to somebody? You say, now you've got to take your medicine. And then you go out of the room and come back in the afternoon. You say, well, have you
took your meds?
All right. And if somebody's hard of hearing, you say he's a little bit
deaf.
All right. People ever say deaf? Do people ever say deaf or not?
Say he's deaf, yeah.
Uh-huh. And
he's a little deaf.
Uh-huh. And if he's been working hard all day in the hot sun, and he takes his shirt off and it's wet, you say, look how I
sweated.
All right. And the sore that or you get an infection in your skin, it's very large. What do you call that?
Boa.
All right. And the material comes out of it.
Pus.
And how about us? You say this is a swelling, and then you say that
swelled up.
Swelled up. Is that the?
Uh-huh.
And if you say if it it was just an ordinary, it wasn't a yellow jacket that stung me, so it won't. So it won't.
Not swell up.
Okay. And your
won't
son
get sore.
Mm-hmm. Your son-in-law in the war got a what in the hip?
Injury.
All right. Or another word is
got hurt.
You say he was wounded. Got a wound.
Wound. Is wound the right word?
Well,
some people say he was wounded.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you think they mean wound like a clock, or do
no,
they?
No, I think they mean what we call a wound.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting. And the around a wound, sometimes it gets very red. Almost white. What do you call that?
Infection.
What kind of flesh is that?
Oh, proud flesh.
Uh-huh. And to cope with that, sometimes you paint it with something you buy at the drugstore.
Iodine.
Uh-huh. And what you used to take? What you used to take for malaria?
Quinine.
All right. When you speak of death, how do you refer to somebody? You say, well, the doctor did everything he could, but he
passed away, or passed out, I've heard people say.
Does pass out mean become unconscious, or die?
Yes, but I mean, I've heard them say that from people when they die.